Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lingalivuka njani izulukandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo mhlazi ku 15 Mbimbitho 2021 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, izikolo ziyavulwa namuhla ngemva kwenyanga ezimbalwa zivalelwe ubhubhane lweCOVID-19 kodwa kulokwesabela ukuthi lingalumatha njalo leli gciwane ezikolo.
Chris, mina njengomzali njengombeli wesigaba sedethe isikolo zivulwe isikhathi esingayisiso.
Inkosi yamaZulu uGoodwill Zwelithini kaBhekuzulu izafihlwa ngolwesithathu kulandela amasiko esiZulu okungcwaba inkosi.
Isilo sikhotheme sizobekwa ngolwesithathu ebusuku. Maye siyofihlwa lapho kuzohamba abantu abesilisa kuphela.
Umhlabeleli olodumo uJays Marabini usethule ingoma yomculo werege.
Ya, umculo werege nje umculo ovele benguthanda vele nje ngikhula nalalela kakhulu umculo yabo Bob Marley, bo Peter Tosh, you know.
Abahlali besigaba seTexas esachaywa ngungqwaqwane wadabula impompi zamanzi lokhu bethwele nzima. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Izikolo ziyavulwa namuhla ngemva kwenyanga ezimbalwa zivalelwe ubhubhane lweCOVID-19 kodwa kulokhu kulokwesabela ukuthi igciwane leCoronavirus lingalumatha njalo ezikolo. Abanye abazali bakhala ngokuthi njengoba izikolo zingelamithi yokuhlamba abantwana kulakho kubangela ukuthi babambe leli gciwane. Okunye njalo ukukhathaza abazali ukuthi iningi alilamali yokuthi abantwana babhadalele indleko zama-school fees njengoba ilizwe belivaliwe phansi kwemigoqo yokuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-coronavirus okubangele ukuthi abazali behluleke ukuthola imali. Sixoxe lomzali umnumzana Stanley Dorima ongukhansila njalo wedede esigabeni seMathebeleland North.
Chris, mina njengomzali njengombeli wesigaba sedethe isikolo zivulwe isikhathi esingayisiso kakhulu sinanzelela ukuthi elizwe laba lomnyaka almost umnyaka abantwana bengahambi esikolo isikolo zivaliwe le lockdown ngenxa ye-COVID-19 yona le. So akula misebenzi kade yenziwa, akula muntu kade ehamba emsebenzini, akula abantu kade behamba-hamba nxa kungela ama-movements abantu akula mali elizweni lingaba liphilizwe kuya kungela mali. Ukuhamba-hamba kwabantu kuyayenzisa ukuthi abantu babe leminye imisebenzi abayenzayo kulokhunye kuyabe kuyenzakala behind the scenes okuyenzakala ukuthi abantu babe le mali okwakathesi kunje. So abantu kade bengahambi abantu kade bezitshalele ezindlini zabo imali kaziko akula lapho bazathola khona imali.
Yona iyimalini okumele bayibhadale abantwana besikolo njalo ungasitshela ukuthi baza kwenelisa yini
ukubhadala ama fees ayachiyana lesikolo? Indleko zangkhona ziyabe zichiyene. Ave primary nyananzelela esinye isikolo se primary sesigabeni sami lapha edete iSt Francis bavumelana ukuthi abazali bebhadale $20 per term in US dollars. Kwe secondary silete tema secondary school baye bebhadala 40 US ngase sinjela kuma Zimbabwean currency iyabe si close to 4,000 RTGs. Kunzima ukuthi abazali bethole imali yona le. Yona idate ngokwayo ngikhangelele ukuthi ayila industry eyilayo, industry kade ikhona idate ngeyetourism. Itourism yangona le lockdown le inke ngakhuluma ngayo kade kungela makhiwa ahamba ebuya elizweni kumbe ehamba kweliphi ilizwe. So kuzaba nzima abazali ukuthi bethole imali. Kulolunye uhlelo lukahulumende lokho olwe-BIM abaso bantwana bonke abanelisayo ukuthi bangene ku-BIM.
Manje njengabazali kade lisithi kwenziweni?
njengabazali kathi sicangela ukuthi uhulumende engcenye engakhulumisana nje with the necessary stakeholders sibone ukuthi kungayenziwa njani ku-ease that situation yokuswelakala kwemali yokuthi abazali beyenelise ukubhadala i-fees. Nxa kungayenzakala ngesingisi esibiza sithi ama-payment plans, engxenye siyoceda inyanga kumbe inyanga eyi-1 kumbe inyanga ezimbili, engxenye kuyabe sekulomunye umbono ongcono, but khuluma iqiniso, umumuvi abazali kabala mali, ilizwe alila mali, indawo yami ayila mali, kuwomile.
Umnumzana Stanley Torima ngumzali njalo engukansila wedede esigabeni seMathebeleland North. Ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekhona le edete. Kunjalo nje ugatsha lwezempila kahle lubika ukuba kulabantu ababili ababulewe ngumkhuhlane weCOVID-19 izolo, kuthi abalichumi lantathu 13 bathelelwa igcikwane leCoronavirus. Lolu gatsha luthi kulabantu abafika phose ikhulu 94 abasesibhedlela, kodwa akula ngisho lo yedwa ogulela ukufa. Sokulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu 34,043 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni ye-COVID-19. Lokhu sikudaba lokuvalwa kwezikolo. Siphinde saxoxa lesiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lamatitshala e-ATUS, unkosazana Melissa Chingwanangwana, othi amatitshala lawo awahlalisekanga ngokuvulwa kwezikolo.
Thina njengababalisi ukuvula kwezikolo ngesiphangiphangi akusiphathanga kahle, ngoba kunje asilamali. Sikhangelelwe ukuthi ngumvulo zayo sibe sisemaklasini sifundisa, kodwa imali esiyiholayo yenelisi ukuthi sigade sihambe emsebenzini, sithenge ukudla, sithenge nje izigqoko zokuthi sigqoke lathi sihambe singabantu abakhanya emsebenzini. Kunje imali esiyiholile ngenyanga ephelileyo yavele yaphela singathenganga lutho. Kumele sibhadalele abantwana ama-school fees lathi silabantwana abafundayo, kodwa ayenelisi imali yakhona. So ukuthi sivule izikolo asithabanga thina njengababalisi, ngoba sikhalela ukuthi uhulumende asizwe laye, akasilaleli izikhalazo zethu, asinike imali ethengayo.
Saxoxa labanye abazali abathi bona bayesabela ukuthi ukubuyela kwabantwana esikolo kungenza ukuthi udaba lwegciwane le-coronavirus luqale njalo, ngoba abantwana bazaba sebethelelana njalo bethelela labazali babo.
Izikhalazo zabazali ziyazwisiseka kakhulu, ngoba nxa sikhangele kunje izikolo ziyavulwa ngomvulo, ababalisi labantwana bahlulwanga ukuthi balegciwane le-COVID-19. Siyabuyela nje emaklasini, asikwazi ukuthi silalo yini abantwana bazabuya labazasiphathela, kumbe sizathelelana kumbe kuzayenzakalani, asikwazi. So ukuqakathekile okumele kuyenzakale ukuthi sihlolwe, nabantwana labo behlolwe singakabuyeli emaklasini, kodwa sesibuyela nje kunjalo. Njalo izikhalazo zabazali ziyezwakala, ngoba ungakhala izikolo eziningi ezisemaphandleni ziyaswela, azila zinto ezokuvikela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-COVID-19. Izikole eziningi ziyaswela, zilamali zokuthenga izinto ezingasiza ukuthi igcikwane lingamemetheki. Akula manzi, amaklasi malutshwane, abantwana baminyeni. So ukuthi abazali besithi hayi siyesaba ukuthi igcikwane lizamemetheka kuyezwakala sivili. Njalo thina njengababalisi sikhala labo, ngoba lathi singabazali, lathi yithi sabe sitshona labantwana esikolo, yithi sabe sikhangela abantwana kusukisela ekuseni ilanga lize letsho. So sikhangelela ukuthi uhulumende akhangelisise khonokho, abe lendlela yokuthi singakabuyeli emaklasini kube lokuhlolwa kwababalisi labantwana.
Unkosazana Melissa Chingwanangwana, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lamatitshala e-ATUS, ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Inkosi yamaZulu uGoodwill Zwelithini kaBhekuzulu izafihlwa ngolwesithathu kwaNongoma, kulandela amasiko esiZulu okungcwaba inkosi. phansi kwesiko leli uZulu kamelanga aziswe ukuthi inkosi ifihlwa nini njalo ngapi osokudala imibuzo yokuthi pho isilo asincwatshwanga kudala na sixoxe lesizukulwane senkosi umzilikazi umnumzana Abel Khumalo othi inkosi izafihlwa ngolwesithathu
isilo sikhotheme sizobekwa ngolwesithathu ebusuku maye siyofihlwa lapho kuzohamba abantu abanga abesilisa kuphela kulisiko lesizulu isizulu siyisinguni usiko lesinguni ufihlwa ngabantu besilisa kuphela ebusuku so yiba bazothatha umzimba wakhe ngolwesithathu ebusuku bayofihla lapha bayofihla khona
bakhona yini abavela eZimbabwe osuzwile ukuthi baza yafika kwanongoma ukuyafihla inkosi
Angezwa ngababuya kithi kumthwakazi abazoya khona emfihlweni kwenkosi kodwa engimaziyo ozoya khona isilo sakithi silo sakwamthwakazi inkosi ubulelani njubelo bhengula khumalo ngoye ozohamba ababuya ngale ekhaya angazi kusho ukuthi bazomelwa yisu isilo sakithi
abavela eZimbabwe bathini bona ngokukhothama kwenkosi
yebo abeZimbabwe banama mixed feelings ngakhumbula ukuthi kuke kwaba ne-xenophobia kwakungathi yena nguye owayethe abantu bokuza kufanele babuyele emazweni abo kodwa thina esike saya kuye esimaziyo ube nesifiso sokuthi indaba yakithi special komthwakazi ixazululwe uyayikhumbula indaba yombhuqazwe waye interested ngayo kakhulu ube nokuthanda ukuthi ajoke athi khona umzilikazi wahamba nenkomo zethu siyazifuna iinkomo zethu ube ngumntu olungileyo yikuthi nje abantu babengamazi besizwa ezinye izinto abazizwela kude kodwa thina sakesa akuye savakasha khona ubekhuluma nje ethi uyafisa ukuthi ngabe isizo sakithi siyakhululeka siphathwe njengabanye abantu ngoba abantu bakithi bagcwele ezizweni abala kuthula bahlupheka kwamanye amazwe kodwa sinayo indawo yethu esayishilwa ngumzilikazi so kunama mixed feelings abanye bathi ube ngumuntu omubi ngayo le ndaba yokuthi kuthiwa wakhoza i-xenophobia yethi ebantwini bakithi obehlala ekhuluma nje masivakasha sikhona lokuthi uyafisa ukuthi ngabe siyakhululeka ngathi sibe ngabantu sibe nesithunzi njengabantu bakomthwakazi
umnumzana Abel Khumalo isizukulwane senkosi umzilikazi Ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Lo ngumsakazo we Studio 7. Sisakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma eVoice of America eWashington DC. Yabo!
Okwamanje lesikhangele eziphuthumayo sivela kumaphephandaba lemisakazo etshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba lobulembu elezim live libika ukuba umnumzana Munyara Zimakore olomntwana owabulawa waqunywa ikhanda nyakenye wacilibezelwa umakhelwane wakhe owambhadalisa imali enengi esithi uzamdingela imota yokuya eMalawi uyadinga usiwalu ozamphathisa ukudinga ikhanda lendodana yakhe elilokhu lingakatholakali Iphephandaba lakwele South Africa ele Rapaport libikwa ukuba indodana kamnumzana Jacob Zuma wayengumongameli walelo lizwe uDuduzane uzancintisa isikhundla sokuba ngumkhokheli webandla le-ANC lokuba umongameli welizwe. Okwamanje sengilichiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu umbiko elisethulele yona nge-WhatsApp.
Siyabonga salibonani lonke balandeli be Studio 7 lani basakazi be Studio 7 siyabonga ngiyabonga lami ukungena kuhlelo lapha ngiyacela ukuba abantu kabahlatshwe leyo injection andanti bafuna ukuphila pho nxa ungasahlatshwa leyo injection usufunani selilokho lidinga okuningi lokho okuningi elikudingayo lidingayo linalichelu kutina na ngumuti. Sacho anini, sebe sacho wabantu. Ama nyama zeba sacho. Linalisafuni kuchacho. Seli tingu kutilize lichelu. Lichelu enjani, nga upu msogo kuchelu. Sacho anini kupela lizi tulielu msindu. Lipile, wenze lukutiliseve. Ikovet le, ekona emhlabeni. Lelizwe ni lenu le Zimbabwe. Nengi, baya fabantu. Lani liafisu kufa. Zamanu wenza njenga loku. Wenze lukuti lani lize lipepe. Liwe ngabantu, lani kwa banya bantu. Nyabonga.
Salubonani, Studio 7. Ngu-Edi lo okhulumayo mkhona lapha eGoli kwele Johannesburg. Ngisacela nje ukuphikisana nomama lo ongenile lapha ebekhulumela imbokodo yaseZimbabwe ehlala kwele South Africa ethi basaba ukuyovula amacala okuhlukunyezwa, basaba nokuya emapholisini or ukubosa onhlala kahle ngoba bafika bebuzwa amaphepha. Eqinisweni angaze ngibone kusenzeka lokho. Akekho umuntu obuzwa iphepha uma esiyovula ikhesi. Ngisho nje loba ngaka kuthiwa mhlawumbe ufuna ukuyovulela indoda yakhe maintenance, child maintenance, akubuzwa phepha as long uhlala la eSouth Africa. Ngiyaqala ukuyizwa leyo nto leyo. Ngisacela ukuthi uma ngaka uqinisekile unawo ama-victims alabo bantu aye to the nearest police station ayozibika ukuthi ubani, nabo abantu bayalela ukuvula amacala okuhlukunyezwa ngoba kufuneka amaphepha. Ngisacela mpela nje uma nabo labo ufakazi ezama ukukwenza lokho ngoba ayenzeki leyo nto. Ngisho ungenayo yona i-passport, ungenayo i-birth certificate, e-police station muya uyovula icala balithathela phezulu kakhulu. So angazi yena ukuthi laba abantu ngabahlala kuyiphi iside ye-South Africa. Eqinisweni angazi ngikuzwe kuthiwa kuyenzeka lokho. Ngisacela mpela uma ngakwenzeka angiprove wrong, aye e-police station ayoprove ukuthi balile bafuna amaphepha, ngizombelieve. Kodwa beside lokho hayi cha, awukho umthetho osho lokho, futhi angazi ngibone kusenzeka. Baningi abantu esengibasizile benganawo amaphepha, benganalutho, belithola usizo e-police station.
Injani basakazi baka Studio 7 ukhuthe entabazinduna. Ilanga lokujabulela ilanga labomama leli. Kithe Zimbabwe kalitsho lutho ngoba omama bayahlukuluzwa. Khale sikhuluma nje omunye umama onjengoThabita Khumalo usesibhedlela wehlelwe inkemenkeme yendaba. Lokhu okwenzakele kuThabita Khumalo kwezombusazwe kanye kuyakhanya. Amale cacha lakho neZimbabwe, igovernment yamale cacha iphendukela abantu yaba yinkukhu edla amaqanda. Kuyabonakala izenzo zayo kancane kancane ebantwini besenza becachile. Iqiniso elikhona ukuthi lokhu kuchaya kukaThabita Khumalo lokuthathelwa nje izinto kwezombusazwe usase lokhu ayisiwo masela lawa. Sihlezi sikhala ngabanye abahlezi bevalile bebanjiwe insuku zonke bebanjelwa amacala angekho. Isikhathi sokudemonstrator sikhona uconstitution kodwa eZimbabwe kasivunyelwa. Abantu beZimbabwe sebethathelwe ilungelo labo lafakwa emuntwini oyedwa nabangani bakhe. Wenza ngani ithina asilaliswe ilizwe ngelakhe lalabo abusana abadla labo. Akulandaba abahlukumeze nomama kodwa kuzalunga kwenye imini.
Ngibingelele abasakazi bethu beStudio 7. Ngibingelele umthakazi omuhle. Ninokhulumayo ngikhuluma ngikwele South Africa. Isicelo sami uba nga olalele inkokheli mazilalele leli lizwi. Ngikhumbulela ikusasa le ukuthi ma umuntu angabe siyahlala phansi esebuyele ekhaya besicela uhulumende ukuthi basizame ngendawo esizabe sizikhokhela ngenyanga ngenyanga ukwenzela ukuthi ma amandla esephelile senelise ukuthi ma sesibuyele ekhaya ube le ndawo ozofikela kuyo, ube le nto ebambekayo ozobunayo ma ufika ekhaya. Yebo.
Sanibonani basakazi abahle. Yebo. Siyabonga. Indlela elisakaza ngayo inhle kakhulu. Umoya ongaphezulu. Into engithanda ukuba ngijoyile eyokuthi abantu bangathi indaba yeground. Indaba yeground liyana isizwe sibuhlungu thina abantu esindebele. So umunye umuntu sengayithatha ayibone njengento encane elula. Yona le ndaba one day izavusa impi yabantu mabengayinanzeleli. Futhi ngigcizelele ngithi one day izavusa impi, impi sibili abantu mabengayinanzeleli. Asinanzeleleni yona lana into imbi kakhulu. Futhi esoziphele noma bengaze bethina esoziphele lana into izahlala ikhona, noma ngaze benze izahlala ikhona kuze kube sekuphele. Salibonani basakaza abahle. Hayi, nyezwa nyezwa sibili indlela elisakaza ngayo iyasijabulisa kakhulu masilalele izindaba zenu. Hayi, zilohlonze ngempela, ziyajabulisa. Mina ke ngithanda ukuba ngichaze okunye la njalo ngikhuthaza abantu bakithi mandebele ngoba abantu bakithi lingatatazeli liyele lahle ibandla elikhona omthwakazi imthwakazi Republic Party ilo lodwa ibandla elizaleka inguquko. Okukhona lokhu konke sikubonayo lokhu akungeke kusincede ngalokhu. angiluzibona abakhokheli bakhona ngabakhokheli abangisibo bantu bakamphakathi unganceda umuntu ongasiwakini ngayiphindlela asizameni bantu bakithi uba sizameni uba sihambe laleli bantu sizabona okuhle lokukhulu okuzasijabulisa phambili yilo lodi bandla elizasincedisa ngiyabonga bantu bakithi ngithemba izakwenze njalo esiboneni ukuba singazenzela kanjani empilweni zethu singalindi singabe ngokukhamisa nithele siyabonga
lawo bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, abahlali besigaba seTexas esatshaywa ngungqwaqwane owadabula impompi zamanzi lokhu bethwele nzima ngoba amankampani ama-insurance ayala ukubhadalela lumonakalo. Sixoxe lesizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala edolobheni leHouston eTexas, umnumzana Raphael Mthombeni, ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Hayi, umumo kulezi ndlu eziningi sibili ezonakalayo ngomqandulo kubonakala sibili ukuthi izindlu lama-business amaningi achaywa sibi lathi nje kunapha saba lakho ukuthi impumpi zichaywe zifreeze zidubuke zichitha amanzi after sekwenzakele lokho. Umqando wakhona ukuthi wasuka waba mkhulu kakhulu ungananzelelwanga ungalindelwanga lapha endaweni enjengeTexas ngoba eTexas i-state esichisayo asizo state esilomqando. So kwatholakala ukuthi impompi eziningi ziyabe zingavikelwanga lokho kokuthi kuvikelwe umqando. Lo mhlobo wazo asiwo mhlobo wempompi ezimelana lomqando. So kwalimala sibili izindlu eziningi. Boneka hayi thina kuzange kusithambisele indlu kwadubuka phandle kwaba izimpompi zamanzi phandle.
Manje yibo bonke na abazayenelisa ukuthi balungisise izindlu zabo. Njalo ngasitshela ukuthi labo abazehluleka bazancediswa yini ngohulumende?
Abaningi abasoze banelise lapha eTexas ngoba wakhuluma lalaba abama-insurance ikakhulu kulaba abantu abaphansi akungasikho ukuthi ngama-insurances la awama-businesses aphezulu. Abantu kazana ama-insurances ahle athi awula yo insurance ye-flooding, awula yo insurance ye-foundation nxa kuyukuthi kudubuka impompi ngaphansi kwezindlu. Bahle bathi akula insurance enjalo. So ke abasoze banelise abaningi ngaphandle kokuthi bayazama nje abantu lapha nalapha bezilungisela bezithengela befaka mbijana mbijana. Kodwa ke okungathi nguzwa kuhle ukuthi ama-insurances kakhavi ngoba bekungayisiyonto eyayikhangelelwe ukuthi ingenzakala. Bande sukukhava umoya ama-hurricane izinto zolezo ezijayeleke eTexas. Kodwa ke lokho ukuthi impompi ziza freeze hayi babengelakho abalakho kulist ye coverage yakhona. Bayaqondisa abantu ukuthi ba apply kulokho kuthiwa yiFEMA we federal government. Angingazi ke lokho lakho angithi kuzithathela isikhathi sakho. Kodwa ke abantu babe befuna ukuthi balungiselwe khonapho khonapho. Yomumo wakhona olapha eTexas.
Umnumzana Raphael Mthombeni isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala edolobheni leHouston eTexas ngapha kwele Melika. Jazz, uJays Maravini usethule ingoma eyomculo wereggae. Kesizwe ingxoxo esiyenze lo Maravini.
Umuntu baseAfrika inobuzo. Umani singazethe. Salbonani, salbonani lonke, salbonani lonke emsakazweni omkhulu. Yeah, nguJesu Marabindlo. Yeah, umculo wereggae nje, umculo vele bengiwuthanda. Vele nje ngikhula, ngikhula ngilalela kakhulu umculo yabo Bob Marley, yabo Peter Tosh, you know. Yeah, umculo nje engiwuthandayo, umculo ohlanganisa umhlaba ndawonye, njalo uthandwa ngonke umuntu omncane, omdala, uyawuthanda lo mculo. Umculo ole message, umculo oyakhaya, umculo othandwa ngabantu kakhulu umhlaba wonke.
Yo yengoma yakho iyakholisisa sibili, ungasitshela ukuthi uyihlanganise njani njalo ngobani abanye abaku video le?
I video isezingene liphezulu kakhulu, isezingene liphezulu kakhulu. Sizama ukuthi konke sikwenzayo sifake amandla njalo sitshengise ubuchwepheshi ukuthi izinto siyakwazi ukuthi sizenze. Okusalayo sifisa abalaleli, abalandeli basekele ngoba sibenzela izinto ezinhle. Ya sibenzela laba group amaningi lapho anjabo Khaya Arts, anjengabo Bolamba, Alexander Pinsley, Omzo 7 lapho yoba direct video, ukutsayi Chikomo nguyo ofilimileyo Loras. So this is a very 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 good video, also a different style altogether, and ngiyithande kakhulu. Labantu bayithanda kakhulu ngendlela emangasayo, njengoba namhlanje siyilonjile nje bayithanda kakhulu, ama message engiwathola ayamangalisa kakhulu kakhulu. So hayi, ngiyajabula ukuthi approach yami ku reggae abantu bahle bevele bayithanda. So ya ngiyathanda ukubonga kakhulu wonke umuntu osekela uJesu Marabini lapha khona, ukuthi uJesu Marabini umculo ongacula noma uphi umculo. Yani, so nansi reggae umdumo wamakhosi, liwuthande. Usekele lihambe ku Facebook, lihambe ku YouTube, li like page, li subscribe. Ikhoqakathekileyo lokho esukuzayo namhlanje, lathi kuze silikwazi ukuthi sithuthuke, siphakame, sibe siqhubeka silenzela umculo omnandi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Usuhle waguqula yini umculo wakho, usuzahle uhlale utshaya irege na, kumbe uzabuyela kumculo wakho abantu abakwazi ngawo?
Ya irege umculo engicabanga ukuthi ngizaqhubeka ngiwenza, kodwa umculo kade vele ngiwenza, soze ngiyekele futhi ukuwenza ngoba ulabalandeli bawo lawo. Kodwa ke lapha ku reggae ngizama ukuthi ngingene, ngifinyelele ku international market, ku international scene, lapho umculo ozahamba ungaculeli abantu beZimbabwe bekhaya kuphela, uculeli abantu baseAfrika, uculeli abantu bonke nje emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Yinjongo yalo umculo ukuthi ngifuna ukungena ngawo ngifinyelele endaweni eziningi zomhlaba. So ngakho ke abantu udinga umculo waseZimbabwe, bawudinga umculo wakithi. Ngakho ke zama ukuthi sufake. So irege le irege etshiyeneyo engiyenza ngendlela yami njengoJesu Marabini. Ya so yes, I'm so excited abantu ngoke ngcuse ukuthi abantu abasekelele umculo. Lo mculo lo kade vele ngiwenza, nzayenza le album yakhona. Xa vele uhamba kahle zabe ngisenza irege mphinde ngenze le umculo owesinto kade ngivele ngiwenza.
Singakagqibi uhlelo lwalamhlanje, ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba. Izikolo ziyavulwa namhlanje ngemva kwenyanga ezimbalwa zivalelwe ubhubhane lwe-COVID-19, kodwa lokhu kulokwesabela ukuthi igciwane le-coronavirus lingalumatha njalo. Inkosi yamaZulu uGoodwill Zwelithini kaBhekwe uZulu izafihlwa ngolwesithathu kulandelwa amasiko esiZulu okungcwaba inkosi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande ngesithi abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.